So you say, well done. Was that ever in doubt for you today?
Yeah, the game was open. We can say the result could be 4 or 5 nil, and could, you know. But if they score 2-1 with the power they have, with the physicality they have, with the good quality players they have, the game would be always in danger. So we were in 2-0. We were expecting the third goal to kill the game, but the goal was not coming, and then we had to go for stability. I bring Fellaini, and for me played amazingly well according to what I was asking him to do in that midfield, and we killed the game that way. We couldn't kill the game with the 3-0. We killed the game with a tactical change that brought us the balance we were losing a little bit.
Bearing in mind the draws you've had, how pleased were you got the second goal early today to give you that daylight?
Yeah, important. You know, people sometimes forget that these teams, like Watford, like Stoke, many of the medium teams in the table, they have very good players. And I looked to this team, and these players were in Italy when I was in Italy, and they were playing in Napoli, in Milan, in Lazio. These are top players with top experience, so the players are good. These teams are much better than in the past, so they can discuss results with the top teams. So I'm even more pleased because these 3 points are very important.
Having said that, you created a string of chances today, didn't you?
I know, but in the first half, the football was fabulous, and the fans, they got behind the team just before we scored the goal because we were playing phenomenal. So I'm really happy with that, because people was right when, before I got the job, people were saying that in Man United you have to play football in a certain way. And I agree totally. You have to play in a certain way. You cannot play like some successful teams in the Premier League, but they play in a complete different style. We have to play attacking football. And then, obviously, to be humble and to analyze the match, and to be humble and make a decision to bring a midfield player to kill the game in midfield, and we have to do that because the Premier League is so difficult.
And given the way the top six is, do you have to keep winning? You can't, with the greatest respect to Watford, afford any drop points here again?
Yeah, but now we don't play the next match. We have no chance to fight for points the next match. We have to wait for matches to be postponed, and we have lots of matches. We are in every competition. We cannot throw competitions away. I'm sorry. We have to play, and but it's more difficult for us in the Premier League because many other teams, they play one match per week, and we are in every competition.
You still have plenty of options. How pleased were you for Anthony Martial to get his goal, having reinstated him today?
Yeah, he deserved the chance to play because he was working really harder than ever in the past 2 weeks, the way I like, silence, but working really hard. So he deserves the opportunity. You can feel now and again that his confidence levels are not really yet high, but to score a goal is always good, and to have the initiative, and I was always shouting to him, attack defender, no problem to lose the duel, go for it. And he got it, and he did it many times, sometimes successfully, other times he lost possession, but no problem, because he's working hard now.
Just finally, you're into double figures, 10 clean sheets at the other end. Now you're giving yourself a foundation to go and win games.
And the team is playing really well defensively, and when the goalkeeper makes an important save like he did in a very good direct free kick by Zarate, we can do that. The team fights hard for clean sheets. We have lots of possession. We normally control the game by not having to defend a lot, but we have to be humble, and when the moment to defend arrives, we have to defend.